coming up on episode number 1015. Lots of great stuff on the show today, including the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show, a tribute to The Day the Music Died, and also another tribute to Jerry Goffin, who's turning 75. This and a bunch of modern stuff, because that's a lot of oldies. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hula, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Thursday night. It is Thursday, February 6th. 2014. My name is Brian Emmon. Welcome to another episode of Coverville. Celebrating my wife's birthday today by doing a show. I don't know how that is celebrating, but it is. Okay? That's just the way it works, and that's the way it's going to be. And if you ask me a week from now, I won't tell you any different. Let's look at what's going to be on the show today. The Beatles covered, of course. We don't play originals on this show. The Beatles did their big stint, their big debut on The Ed Sullivan Show 50 years ago this week. Also this week was the anniversary of The Day the Music Died, the plane crash that killed Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper. So we'll listen to some covers of their music, as well as covers of the music of Jerry Goffin. Now, you know Jerry Goffin as the half of the songwriting team of Goffin King, Carole King and Jerry Goffin, of course, all the great music they wrote. And because that's a whole lot of oldies, a whole lot of music from the 50s and 60s and maybe a little bit from the 70s, I think we need to do some stuff that is a lot more modern for the first set, just to kind of get things balanced out. Let's start with a cover of The White Stripes. This one just sent to me by a great indie artist named Jake Feeney. I love this track. Hopefully we get some more information on where you can pick up a copy, but I'll put a link in the show notes to where you can find out more about Jake Feeney. This is from his bedroom sessions. Here's a cover of The White Stripes' Seven Nation Army.
I'm gonna fight them all. Seven Nation Army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off, taking their time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night, because I can't forget. Back and forth through my mind, behind a cigarette. Coming from my eyes says, leave it alone. Don't wanna hear about it. Every single one's got a story to tell. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the Hounds of Hell. And if I catch you coming back my way, I'm gonna serve it to you. That ain't what you want to hear, but that's what I'll do. And the feeling coming from my bones says, find a home. Far from this opera forevermore, I'm gonna work the strong make the sweat drip out of every pore. And I'm bleeding, I'm bleeding, I'm bleeding right before the Lord. The words are gonna bleed from me, and I will sing no more. Stains coming from my blood tell me to go back home.
Yeah. change your mind.
Solo sogno l'orizzonte, manca le parole. Sì, lo so che non c'è luce, una stanza quando manca il sole. Se non ci sei tu con me su le finestre, mostra tutto il mio cuore che hai acceso, chiude dentro me la luce che ha incontrato per strada. Sogno l'orizzonte, manca le parole. E io sì lo sai che sei con me, tu mi luna, tu sei chi con me. Mio sole, tu sei chi con me, con me, con me, con me.
So different around me.
You act so different around me. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. I know exactly who you could be. Oh, just hold on, I'm going home. Just hold on, I'm going home.
Here, only on Coverville are you going to hear a cover of Andrea Bocelli followed by a cover of Drake. That was Hold On, We're Going Home by Colin Caulfield. Colin Caulfield is how you pronounce that. From a brand new compilation called Under the Covers. Big thanks to Velvet Lip and the Tadpool for letting me know about that one. Great cover album. Just came out on iTunes and has that Drake cover on there. Hold On, We're Going Home by Colin Caulfield. Before that, another brand new song from the annual Sweetheart edition. That one comes out from Hear Music almost every year. Andrea Bocelli's Time to Say Goodbye, Con Te Partito, or Partiro. I'll call it Time to Say Goodbye. That one covered by Vampire Weekend, of all people. Great cover. Oh my God. It takes me right back to the Bellagio fountains and makes me wish that the fountains used that version instead of the Andrea Bocelli version every once in a while. Joss Stone right before that with a cover of Broken Bells' The High Road, that one from the Soul Sessions Volume 2, which came out a couple years ago, and Seven Nation Army starting us off in that set by Jake Feeney, that one from his Bedroom Sessions album, and great stuff coming from Jake Feeney and a great submission to the show. Well, Coverville today brought to you by ThinkGeek.com, stuff for smart masses. And here's the deal. You could go to the ThinkGeek website and look for this. You're not going to find it. If you go to Coverville.com and click on the link on the right side of the page, you'll find a ThinkGeek banner that gives you the code THESHINING. THESHINING. Yes, just like the movie that I auditioned for when I was a kid, and I was one of the 10 last finalists to play the role of Danny in The Shining. It's a true story, absolutely true story. Anyway, if you use the code THESHINING, you will get $40 off any order over $100. That is an amazing deal. And it's on quite a few. It's not on everything in the store, but it's on quite a few products, including the Portal gun, the Portal Sentry gun, the Jam box, a little Android speaker, all sorts of great stuff. Just look over there at ThinkGeek.com and use the code THESHINING to get $40 off your order. That's Coverville.com. Click that link. Any amount you spend helps out Coverville and takes you right over to ThinkGeek.com, stuff for smart masses. Okay, so this week marks the 50th anniversary. I believe it's the 9th, February 9th, was the first appearance of the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. And of course, you've seen the footage, you've seen the videos of the screaming girls who are practically beside themselves with excitement over the band. Well, the Beatles performed 5 songs on that episode of the Ed Sullivan Show. They actually recorded some more earlier in that day. And then those recordings were used for a later episode of the Ed Sullivan Show. But as far as the one that aired on this date 50 years ago, back in 1963, these were the 5 songs that you heard, starting with All My Loving. Of course, you're going to hear covers of all 5 of those songs. Here are the Well Pennies from last year's great Beatles tribute called Beatles Reimagined. Here is All My Loving.
And then why?
was on the hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. Oh, till there was you. And there was music and wonderful roses, they tell me, in sweet fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. There were bells on a hill and birds in the sky. Never heard a thing till there was you. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never
heard it at all.
Oh, till there was you. And there was music, and there were wonderful roses. Tell me, in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn and dew, there was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you. Till there was you. Never heard those bells. I never saw those birds. I never heard that love singing. That love was singing all around us.
Last year, love, when I saw her yesterday, yeah, but you, she Well, she was just 17. You know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond compare. How could I dance with another?
recapping the five songs that the Beatles played 50 years ago today on, or I'm sorry, 50 years ago this week on the Ed Sullivan Show, making their debut. That last one, TV Carpio, from the soundtrack to the film Across the Universe. Such a great cover album, very innovative way to do a Beatles cover album, the way they did it with the performers in the movie weaving the songs in. Almost like a musical. Well, exactly like a musical into the plot. Really, really well done. I Want to Hold Your Hand by TV Carpio. Before that, De Swingers from the lads of, let me rephrase that, the lads from Liverpool with their cover of I Saw Her Standing There. She Loves You by Sonia Evans, who in the 70s and 80s just went by the name Sonia, huge popular act in the UK, also from Liverpool. That one included on a 2008 album called The Number Ones Album. Straight No Chaser with their a cappella version of Till There Was You. Now, that wasn't originally by the Beatles. That was a cover that the Beatles did on The Ed Sullivan Show. They also released it on their album. But it was originally done by Eileen Wilson and, of course, popularized by the Beatles. All My Loving by the Wellpennies, that one from the 2013 Beatles Reimagined tribute. Let's move over to the day the music died. Yes, February 3rd, 1959, making it 55 years ago. We lost Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper, J.P. Stevenson. J.P. Stevenson? J.P. Richardson. Let's get that right. J.P. Richardson to a plane crash as they were traveling from one venue to get ready for another one. And I think I've done this. This is the second or third time I've done a tribute to the day the music died over the years that I've done Coverville. Every 5 years seems like a good time to do it, coinciding, of course, with the event itself. And it's always what you're going to hear. It's going to be Buddy Holly covers, Ritchie Valens covers, and the Big Bopper. And because of the width and the breadth of the music available for those three artists, usually find it to be about 80% Buddy Holly, about 15% Ritchie Valens, and about 5% Big Bopper. And I'm sure you can guess what Big Bopper song you're going to be hearing later on in the show. Let's start things off with a cover of Buddy Holly's Every Day. This one recorded for the Tributes or Not Tributes, Volume 6 from 2011. Here is RF and the Radar Angels and Every Day.
No true love way.
sigh. Sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love wins throughout the day.
Tell me, you love me only, babe, all to me.
That'll Be the Day by Foghat from a CD. You know what? I'll tell you where I got this. I picked this up at a gas station in Grand Junction, Colorado, as I was driving from Denver to Salt Lake City, and went in there to, I think, probably just get some snacks for the road, some sunflower seeds or cashews or something, and saw an album called Covered by Foghat. Yeah, an entire album of Foghat doing covers of other people. Had to pick that up. And there it is right there. That'll Be the Day by Foghat. Great cover of Buddy Holly's song. Of course, it was popularized also by Linda Ronstadt. But hey, you know, Buddy Holly did it first. Rave On, right before that, from Victims of Circumstance, from their 2012 album, Decades. Jackson Browne, from a tribute that came out 2 years ago to Buddy Holly called Listen to Me, doing True Love Ways. And RF and the Radar Angels doing their cover of Every Day. That one came out in 2011. Let's continue on with one more from Buddy Holly, and then we'll move on to Richie Valens and the Big Bopper. How about Oh Boy? This one covered for a CD that came out. As a matter of fact, there were two tribute CDs that came out simultaneously in 2011 for Buddy Holly. This was the other one, Rave On Buddy Holly, with a performance here by She and Him, Zooey Deschanel and M. Ward. Here's their cover of Oh Boy.
Well, come on, let's parisien, Palo. Hein? Ah, tu pars en vacances bientôt. Alors bienvenue au camp du bonheur. Je me présente, le directeur.
Un beau charter traversant les airs t'amènera au camp. Tout le monde t'attend, tu ne seras pas déçu. Tu seras reçu par des gentils membres, des cadres séduisants. Et oublie tes problèmes de banquier d'argent. Tu payes avec des boules ce que tu veux content. Viens soigner ton cœur, oublie tes malheurs.
Bienvenue au camp du bonheur. Hein? Alors mon gars, qu'est-ce que tu dis de ça, hein? Ah, c'est trop beau, hein? Je sais, tu n'y crois pas, oh, oh. Comment? Ah, c'est moi que tu ne crois pas. Oh, oh, je remets ça.
Vu sur la mer, sans calmer tes nerfs. Parasol géant, sans couple exigeant. Du soir au matin, ambiance des copains. Et soirée sympa sur orchestre extra. Oui, nos bains de minuit sont toujours exquis. Nos sirènes jolies disant toujours oui. Viens soigner ton cœur, oublie tes malheurs.
Bienvenue au camp du bonheur. Alors mon gars, hein? Est-ce que tu dis ça? Comment? 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 Ah, ah oui, oui, le prix. Ah, le prix, bah oui, eh bien. Attends, 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 je n'ai pas fini. C'est reparti.
Au camp du bonheur, on soigne les cœurs. Les palmiers géants abritent du vin. Les membres du club ne sont pas trop snobs. Y'a du jargon genre et des grands sentiments. Et les animateurs sont de bonne humeur. Ils t'apprendront le ski nautique, c'est gratuit. Viens soigner ton cœur, allons, n'aie pas peur.
Bienvenue au camp du bonheur. Alors mon gars, hein? Qu'est-ce que tu penses de tout ça, hein?
How about a French version of Chantilly Lace? That one is called Au Camp de Bonheur, which I think translates to Camp of Pleasure, I believe. And that is campy. That is Eddie Mitchell from his 2007 album, Eddie Rocker, with a cover of the big bopper J.P. Richardson's song, Chantilly Lace. Right before that, La Bamba. Originally it was based on a traditional song. Richie Valens made the pop version of that. That version right there was by Telex, a really cool electronica version from their ultimate Best of Telex album from 2009. The McCoys covering Come On, Let's Go, another Richie Valens classic. That one from Hang On Sloopy, the best of the McCoys. And She and Him, Zooey Deschanel and M. Ward covering Oh Boy by Buddy Holly for the Rave On Buddy Holly tribute CD that came out in 2011. Let's move on to a cover story for Jerry Goffin, the part of the songwriting duo of Goffin and King, of course, with Carole King. And even though I played this or another cover of the same song on the latest episode or the most recent episode of Coverville, I'm going to do it on this one too. It's a very, very different version, so I'm fine in playing this song on back-to-back episodes. This one's great. Very stripped down and melancholy and absolutely beautiful. It's Leaky Lee and a web-released version of the Shirelles, Carole King, Jerry Goffin classic, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?
Love me tomorrow. something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Oh yeah. Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
She's the kind of girl that's not too shy, and I can tell I'm her kind of guy. I asked to see her next week, and she told me I could.
I asked to see her,
oh yeah.
She told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
We only danced for a minute or two, and then she stood close to me the whole night through. But can I be the one in love? She's everything I've been dreaming of. She's everything I've been dreaming of. I walked her home and I held her hand. I knew it couldn't be just a one night stand. I asked to see her next week, and she told me I could.
I asked to see her,
oh,
and she
yeah.
told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something good. Something good, oh yeah, something good.
Something tells me I'm in something good. Oh, oh yeah, something
good. Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind. You're the key to my peace of mind. Because you make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural. When my soul was in the lost and found, you came along to claim it. I didn't know what was wrong with me until your kiss helped me name it. Now I'm no longer doubtful of all I'm living for. If I can make you happy, I don't need more. Because you make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman. Whoa, baby, what you've done to me. You make me feel so good inside.
Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain from their 1997 album Pluck with a cover of You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. Of course, by Aretha Franklin originally, but Carole King did go back and record a version of it herself for the Tapestry album. Great cover right there by the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain. Before that, Graham Parker with a demo from the official Art Vandelay tapes. That's Graham Parker with I'm Into Something Good, covered originally by Herman's Hermits. And Leaky Lee with her cover of Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, a cover of the song that Carole King and Jerry Goffin wrote for the Shirelles. Actually, I think Carole King may have... She did a version of that on Tapestry as well, if I remember correctly. Let's get to another set of music, last set of music here. And Jerry Goffin actually did a few things, songwriting deals without Carole King, for example. He helped write Saving All My Love for You for Whitney Houston. Tonight I Celebrate My Love by Roberta Flack and Peabo Bryson. Nothing's Gonna Change My Love for You by Glenn Medeiros. None of which had really good covers that I wanted to include in today's show. A lot of stuff that sounds a lot like the light rock pop stuff that the originals are done in. But this one was perfect for it. Another song that Jerry Goffin wrote without Carole King. As a matter of fact, he wrote it with another frequent collaborator, Masser. Great version right here of the theme from Mahogany, originally by Diana Ross. Here are Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. Maybe you'll be true. My favorite singers, actually two of my favorite singers and my favorite cover band of all time right there in one set. That was Paul Carrack, a great singer who's been with Squeeze, he's been with Ace, been with Mike and the Mechanics, has a fantastic solo career. And that's what that came from, a 2012 album called Good Feeling, Paul Carrack with a cover of When My Little Girl Is Smiling, originally done by the Drifters and written by Goffin and King. Before that, Elvis Costello and a cover of Point of No Return from Spike from 1989, originally by Gene McDaniels. And Me First in the Gimme Gimmes with, the only cover on today's show that was Jerry Goffin without Carole King. Diana Ross's Theme from Mahogany, covered by Me First in the Gimme Gimmes on their 2008 album, Have Another Ball. Wow, and with that, we're bringing this show to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me with a request, an idea, suggestion, whatever, email me. Requests@coverville.com is the email address. Requests@coverville.com. Or you can call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. Let me know what it is you want to hear. Maybe you've got an idea for a cover story or a theme. Whatever, let me know. You can do that at either of those two ways. Or go to coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. Keep an eye on that. Might see some changes here in the next few days. So keep an eye on that. There you go. And that's going to do it. We'll be back next week with another edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CashFly, CachefLy, CashFly.com. You'll also find Coverville's part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you'll hear podcasts so good, the music and talk will never die.
podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.